Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's Thanksgiving Day. You got the bird thawed, ready, and in the oven. Did you remember to remove that little bag of giblets from inside the body cavity?
People call, they're just absolutely panicked because they think they're the only ones in the world that have ever done that. And I wish that we could get a dollar for every time we've heard that, we would be just fine. So it happens a lot. In fact, they purposely put the giblets in like a boil-in bag. So that if you do that, there's no harm at all.
If you need to call 1-800-BUTTERBALL today, Mary Klingman and dozens of other experts on the Butterball Talk Line will gladly give you advice. One recent change in procedure, there's really no need to wash the bird.
Our microbiologists have been saying to us, you know, you really don't have to wash the turkey. There's no reason to do that. All you're doing is splashing juices around the kitchen. And so that was a hard thing for a lot of times people to hear because that was just part of their tradition was to wash that turkey. And it's the cooking that takes care of any bacteria.
That said, there is still the need to guard against any cross-contamination in the kitchen.
When I get my turkey ready, I usually have my turkey in the sink and I have the pan next to it so that when I open up the bag, then all the juices are right there in the sink, and they're not on a counter somewhere.
If you do need help, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with food specialist Mary Klingman, one of the phone call handlers at the Butterball Talk Line. As we spent quite a bit of time chatting, I began to conclude that Mary is a pretty smooth operator. A little background on why.
There are several requirements if you would like to be one of our turkey experts, and that is you have to be able to work on Thanksgiving.
It's obvious that Mary knows her way around a turkey and enjoys cooking, but for some time now, she's not been the meal preparer on Thanksgiving Day at their home.
I mean, when I got the job 27 years ago, we were supposed to have Thanksgiving that year. I said, I can't do that. I'm working on Thanksgiving. And my husband said, don't worry, I'll do it. Well, he's never cooked at all. From that point on, for the next 27 years, he has cooked the turkey every year.
Smooth operator. Know what I'm saying? Butterball Turkey's Mary Klingman, whose husband today is chef du jour. And a happy Thanksgiving. That's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.